Paul, Randy Hutchinson, present. Marianne Salas, present. Randy Cangelosi, present. Robert Boyd, absent. Ashley King, absent. We have three members constituting a quorum. The second item on the agenda are the minutes from last month's meeting. Are there any comments or a motion? We have a motion by Robbie Cangelosi and a second by Miriam Salas. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries unanimously. The first application on the regular agenda is 840 Camp Street. Is the applicant present?
Yes.
Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Kurt Faubacher, 1050 Norman C. Francis Buckley.
Great, thank you. Staff?
So it has been a little while since this one was before the ARC. It was back in 2021. But this is an application for the renovation of a three-story commercial building, including a new penthouse addition. At the previous ARC meeting, the ARC recommended conceptual approval of the renovation of the existing building with the final details to be worked out at staff level. The ARC expressed concerns about the windowless fourth floor rooms. They also wanted to see additional details showing how the fourth floor interacts with the window sashes on the rear elevation. The ARC agreed they would want to see more design intent in the penthouse rather than a plain stucco box if the SHPO is supportive. They also felt that the railing should be shown in the 3D renderings as they will affect the overall massing of the addition. If there will be overhangs over the doors, the penthouse setback needs to be measured from the face of the overhangs.
Would the applicant like to make a brief presentation?
Sure. When this project came before you in 2021, it was the renovation of the Ozan Amen building and a neighboring six-story building. It was packaged as one project. It went through the conditional use process, so that it could be a hotel and a CBD5. Went through city council, everything got approved. After that, when the prices came back for the new construction, it was about $2 million over budget. So we went ahead and changed all the framing from concrete to steel, because it was a concrete building for the original proposal. That came back and it was still $1 million over. So now they're looking at a concrete tilt wall. So while all this is going on, the owners of the Ozanon building, which are different than the owners of the new construction, says we got to get this building back into commerce. Let's get our building built and not worry about the neighboring building. And then we also realized that since this is a tax credit project, it has to have its own permit. So we can't combine it with the new construction anyway. So we're going to probably cancel the original submittal and then resubmit this as a project and then resubmit the six story as a separate project. So last time we came before you, the comments on this building, I remember, and I think it's in writing, was looking at the fourth floor windows in the rear. There were some existing openings that were infilled, and we were going to put windows in its place, but as a result, the roof plate of the fourth floor would intersect those windows, and y'all asked to see a section through that, how are we going to handle it. Since then, SHPO, or NPS, has given us permission to shorten the windows so it doesn't affect the floor plate, and I have their letter here stating that. So then we shortened the windows on the back of the building, so we no longer have that conflict with the floor plate.
And that's the St. Charles elevation?
Yes, the rear, yeah, St. Charles elevation. And then you had the comment about the penthouse. I did add a cornice to the penthouse. There's a gutter that runs along it, so it's kind of hard to see in this small. But it's still timid because I'm just assuming SHPO's going to have an issue with us going too far with the penthouse.
Are you concerned about water and those doors at the penthouse?
I am. I have a little concern about it because we don't have an awning over those openings. And that's purposely because we don't want to push the facade back any further.
Right, but then we don't want a situation where you come back after the fact for awnings because you're having water issues. So how do you plan to deal with that?
We're just going to have to flash it really well. Maybe we'll have a 12-inch. I'll move it back 12 inches, and we'll have a 12-inch piece of metal over the head.
Probably a good idea.
Is it to direct water away from the opening?
Recess it into the bedroom.
Yeah, be like a steel plate.
Are there any public comments regarding 843 Camp Street? Hearing none, is there any discussion?
And you're still unable to have some of our, and that's more of a functional question, not necessarily that. You're going to have a lot of several windowless rooms still on the fourth floor, right?
Yeah. And I also have the NPS conditions, and they strictly stated we cannot put windows on the fourth floor at any of this. Yeah, I'll get this for you, guys.
Yeah.
And the awnings at the second floor are based on the historic photos? Yes, as well as the bay windows.
Okay.
Yeah, the renovation for the most part was already improved. Right. It was just the penthouse, yeah. Okay.
Is there any more discussion? Is there a motion?
I can make a motion for approval, I guess, pending the kind of the recessing of those sliding doors on the penthouse level. Mm-hmm. Whether there's the details to be worked out at the staff level.
What is your height? This is a question before we ask. What is your height to the elevator over one, top of elevator over one?
Yeah, this one's looking real tall. This back one.
Mm-hmm.
The taller one is the stair, the shorter one is the elevator.
Elevator over the rise.
I thought it should be the other way around. Like, the elevator around is only 17 feet from the landing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know if that's 17 feet. It looks really tall, so that's what I was asking.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and it's not labeled, it's not measured.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So the stair penthouse probably is 8 feet above the penthouse roof.
Yeah.
Why?
So,
why is that? You're not using the rooftop, are you? On the penthouse?
Well, we have all of our equipment up there. So
okay, so that's your service access. Okay,
yeah.
Could you have a hatch? Just a Mr. Hatch? To the, into the roof?
I don't know if they're going to allow
it. It just looks so.
It's just.
So yeah. Exaggerated. All.
Yeah.
Well, if it's in the rear of the building. I did select that stair and not the other one to go up to the roof for that reason.
Like, even if you have intense mechanical, you can have, OSHA allows you to have an approval of the roof hatch access.
Okay. I think we would prefer the stair just for easy access of equipment up and down.
You want to see the St. Joseph Street elevation? Yes. Right.
It doesn't bother me. I'm trying to see the street views here.
My concern is that because that's the one that is by the sidewalk, it's going to be, if it was the one that was internal facade that is the one that is going to be by St. Joseph. It's hardly visible.
Which side is the new construction going to be on?
You're facing the field and it's on the right.
Okay.
We got two parking lots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's the staff's feeling about the stairs?
I'm trying to do the same thing you do about the street.
Yeah. It might disappear. It might be like.
It's really far back.
Yeah,
there.
It might disappear, right?
You do get a point from St. Joseph.
Yes, the
which eventually is not going to be built.
I mean, you'll see the whole penthouse from there.
I think, I don't mean to be ugly, but I think the penthouse is more invasive than the stair tower, just because it's.
The stair tower looks like a stair tower, yeah.
Right, and the penthouse is sort of. I know you're doing it on purpose, but it's kind of banal compared to the rest of the building. It's,
mm-hmm.
That's more jarring than the stair tower.
You can shift to the opposite side, so it'd be a lot further so that you can see the trees.
Just kind of flip the whole floor plan.
So we have a motion on the floor.
If you guys don't have a... I will make a video.
Stair tower.
It's still stuck out, right?
Yes. Yeah. I guess I can second Randy's motion.
Second by Miriam Salas. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now we go.
Yeah, just for consent. Okay.
Yeah, the park service wants them to be those bland boxes, and they just
awful. The park service has no windows in the fourth floor.
I've never heard of that.
No,
that
doesn't make any sense. You know, it's one thing if it's one penthouse, but then the whole downtown floor,
mm-hmm.
It's this critical mass of these.
Well, they've always said that. I'm guessing they wish they hadn't allowed them, because now New Orleans has become the bane of them. They can't deny it now because they've just gotten out of control.
Yeah, I'm guessing they don't want windows on the fourth floor because they're non-existing. And so they're not wanting any new punched openings.
The next application is 317 Barone Street. Can the applicant state their name and address for the record, please?
Sure. Steve Buell. 73141 Veronica Boulevard, Covington.
Great, thank you, staff.
This is an application for the installation of a retractable awning system installed at the rooftop pool area at a landmark 8-story commercial building. It is fairly minimally visible. You have to walk a good ways down Barone to see it, but it is a landmark building.
Would the applicant like to make a brief presentation?
Yes. I was approached by the building ownership to install or coordinate the installation of this awning. So what I did was contact Woodward Design Build, who did a previous 9-story addition to this building in 2016. They had done a line of sight, of course, for that application in 2015. So ownership worked with the awning group to make sure that the new awning fell within the line of sight study that was done back in 2016. What they're wanting to do is ensure that the new awning wasn't visible from, I think O'Keefe is right there. You can't see it from there. There's one really far away.
You can see it way down Barone. That's
way down Barone, or with a helicopter or something. But
you can't see it on Union or anything.
So, the 9th floor addition that was done certainly was not trying to be historic, because it's stucco walls, it's bronze coping, storefront doors, storefront windows, things of that nature. So we didn't feel like we were fighting the battle of trying to make this awning match the 9th floor addition, which the only thing we did do was the framework, which is aluminum, it's going to be bronze to match the storefront. The retractable fabric for the awning is going to match the color of the stucco. So the frame essentially is there, and then when the sun's out or if there's a light rain, then the awning, the fabric awning, you know, projects out. When it's not used, then it's brought back. So if anybody were to see anything, they might see the top corner of a spindly leg, but they won't see this massive awning. So what I included were the line of sight study that was done previously, showing that we're trying to stay within what was a previously approved line of sight for this awning. And then I've also got pictures of the existing rooftop, which shows the stucco structure and the bronze metalwork and things of that nature. And they tried to have the awning match that with the same bronze frame and the same color fabric to match the stucco. The closest edge, leading edge, is over, I guess, the what you call the Barone Street elevation, the main. And right now, based off of that study, we're at 5 foot back from the edge of the rail. On the other side, I guess the grabbier side, we're way far back. We're probably 30 feet back. We're beyond the pool, so there's no way that we're encroaching any sight line there because the pool is going to stay uncovered.
So does this, and I'm asking this to the staff, does this type of element need to respond to our rooftop guidelines about setback?
Typically, yeah.
Yeah, particularly since this is a landmark.
Yeah.
You know what we're referring to, that it needs to be set back the distance of the height of the addition.
Is that a 1-to-1?
No, it's 1.5. How far back is it from the front wall?
Right now I've got it 5 foot from the leading edge, which would be the Barone Street side.
I'm guessing it's too close on the Union side too.
Yeah, on this end in here.
So that wouldn't meet the guideline.
Right.
So if the awning is 15 feet high, it would need to be 22 feet back.
Right.
Yeah. On the front wall.
Oh wow.
The side wall too, huh? Or just the front wall?
Front wall.
Just the front wall.
And is there a requirement on the side?
No.
And is that setback based off of the roof? Because the addition certainly isn't setback. The addition is higher and it's not 20 feet back from the leading edge.
I can look back and see when we updated it. I think it was 2018, the roof setback requirement.
Okay.
But I think it might have changed since you're
pretty far through.
I know.
Yeah, you got a 14-foot.
Yeah.
I think it is setback.
You might know it's
got at least 28 feet or something like that based on the scale there. Mm-hmm.
You might be very close.
But anyway.
Not the awning, but the penthouse. So we really cannot override the guidelines. That has to go to the full commission, correct?
Or they can set it back to meet the guidelines.
So beyond the kind of the total size of it, is there like a final design on the actual
steel work? Because there's engineering involved at a cost, of course, and so they could engineer it the way we have it now, and then if there's a change, then there'll be more charges to re-engineer it. So
I was just kind of wondering, it seems to be kind of represented a bunch of different ways and different renderings and drawings.
Yeah.
And it looks very kind of plain and industrial, and I guess, which is a little different than like what it was. You know, that smaller awning had a little bit more character, had a little bit more finish to it.
Which smaller awning?
The original awning. The existing one with the metal.
Oh, there was one on the roof before?
Sorry, so you have it in your photographs here?
Yeah, where the bar is right now.
No, that's existing. That's just a cover bar.
I understand, but I'm saying that the detailing on that, the detailing of the edge here, you know, it's kind of like a
coping.
Coping, like a steel member, you know, it's sort of represented.
It's a standard coping, yes.
Yeah, so it's sort of like you're looking at a like a wide flange on the side or a channel, and you know that seems to be more in keeping with the overall, like a simplified version of kind of what's going on in the historic portions. Whereas what you're proposing is very, very heavy and deep, and it doesn't have those shadow lines. It doesn't have that kind of refinement. So I was just wondering if you still had a chance to kind of like refine that.
I don't think there's much you can do with a structural member there. I mean, it's just a 4x4 or 6x6 structure for that. I mean, are we trying to match some sort of significance to a standard looking detail on the bar?
I'm not sure about the finesse of the detailing, that this seems a little bit very industrial and less refined. But if it's a concept,
if this was the finished concept, you know, because if it is, then we can kind of talk about it. But if it's still in, if it's still being designed.
I've not seen where that, you know, changing the actual makeup of a structural column.
Yeah, I'm not concerned about the columns. It's more the beams.
Yeah,
they're all the same. They're all the same structural piece, whether it's horizontal or column. It's all the same size, so it acts as one constant frame.
Got it. So these are square columns, and then these are square.
Same size, yeah.
These are square beams. They don't really look it. Okay. So they look, you know, like rectilinear tube steel up there. But that's what I can't figure out. So.
The point is that it needs a little bit more finesse. And
yes.
Sort of like what's there existing has that, like Randy said, the shadow lines, mm-hmm. that, you know, sort of give it some interest and detail versus something that seems to be very just sort of off the rack.
Right. Yeah. And that it probably is. Like I said, I didn't design it, and so I'm just there to coordinate the installation. So I take no offense to your comments about it. I'll ask them if there's something there. Just want to be clear about what you're looking for.
Yeah, it's just... I guess that the bigger issue is that it's too big.
Mm-hmm. Is there any public comment on this?
Is there any public comment regarding 317 Verone Street? Hearing none, is there any more discussion or a motion?
I move for deferral so the applicant to decide what they want to do, whether they want to proceed to the full commission with as done, or whether they want to modify it to bring into compliance with the guidelines, but we can't vote to override the guidelines.
Second. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. Sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay. So it's a 2018, and what?
They're online.
I'll have to look into the records and make that updated.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because technically our guidelines don't approve rooftop additions on significant rated buildings at all.
Right.
So I'll have to look through the approvals for that original one,
right.
Too. Yeah.
That came up when this was first reviewed. Yeah.
Yeah. Because if this was a city council approval, I don't know if we want to approve the extension of it at our level.
Yeah,
we'll
let you know what we find. You'll receive a letter.
Okay,
all right.
Good.
Thanks. The next item on the agenda is
1000
Magazine Street. The applicant present? Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Scott Evans, National World War II Museum, 945 Magazine Street.
And Joyce Burke, 201 St. Charles, Suite 4100.
Great, thank you. Yeah.
This is an application for the installation of a new retractable awning covering system at the rooftop terrace of an existing unrated 8-story hotel building in Full Control Warehouse District.
Would the applicant like to make a presentation?
Sure. So this is the sort of... You don't need one?
No. Okay. Thank you.
An installation of a, you know, pre-manufactured aluminum structure with the retractable rain cover as well as side cover to protect from the sun. You'll see it there. So what you're seeing on the left-hand side or the western side are four units along Magazine Street. On the northern side or Higgins Street, you're seeing three units. And then there's another unit on the east side, just all independent by itself. And I see those dimensions on
there. We have dimensions, but they're actually, the canopy doesn't start for another 2 feet back from the second parapet.
Right, right. It's a little more than that to the face of the column. Well, are you going to...
It looks like you're measuring to the parapet. The second parapet.
Yeah, it's the setback from the front face, the parapet, to the start of the canopy.
Right, so, well, I would use these architectural drawings. Those are the manufacturer's drawings. If you look at it, it's much more significant setback.
Yeah, I have
that
closer to 10 on this side.
The architectural drawings are far more accurate than the manifest.
Gotcha.
Which is scary.
What?
Which is scary.
No, I like it that way.
No, but they're fabricating it.
Yeah. So when everything's retracted, you're just going to see the frame. I think you have to be pretty far back to see it anywhere from the street since we're at the ninth level. And then the parapet on the leading edge, I think, is 42 inches high. So, and then there's another parapet, and then you come to our canopy.
Right.
And that happens on both sides.
There's a planter space there. Those rectangles you're seeing.
Yeah, right.
Planters.
And they have teeth in them. Also,
the most visible, I think, is the fence section.
So, you're seeing it
pretty far down that.
So, it's like the last one where you have to walk half a block away.
Otherwise, it's so far up that the angle is
just like that.
And then the leading edge of the canopy is about 10'6" at its high point, at its the edge closest to the parapet, and then it varies. It slopes up towards the building to from 13 to 16 as it gets closer.
Do you guys have an overall building section anywhere in the package?
An overall section?
Yeah.
So the canopy manufacturer has some, but also like so each side is just one slope. So if you go to 400. If you go to A400, you'll see the sections.
Oh, we have a different set. Okay, that makes sense.
Okay, that was, okay, that's what we're trying. We each have different sets here. We're trying to figure out what's going on.
One is architectural and one is color.
Okay, all right.
There you go. Here's the second set.
Combined,
thank you. Combined, we got to look at these. Okay.
Yeah,
I couldn't find the architectural set.
It's always only one, so but then if you go in the pergola shop drawings, you'll see the like overall elevations.
So in the pergola shop drawings.
Like 106, you see 107, you see some 108 on the pergola. P106, P105.
Okay. I was looking at the other side.
Is there any public comment regarding 1000 Magazine Street? Hearing none, is there any discussion?
The previous structure that we were reviewing, because this is not a rider.
It's
completely
brand new.
Right.
It's not new construction.
So,
did you do any sightline studies?
We did not.
I think seeing it in the whole building section will be helpful, just to understand it on the building height, how it correlates to it, not just in the top of the roof. But other than that, I have mentioned.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time seeing it.
Yeah.
Sadly.
Well, you know, it's hard to draw the entire building when your scope is just the one little portion.
But you see, even if you can just get the whole, I mean, you guys did the, can get your hands.
Honestly, I guess I just didn't think it was visible at all, so I wasn't.
Yeah, but you have to show that. That is, I think it's not, but not knowing for certain that it's not, you know.
There's some context photos too. They might be helpful to kind of see the visibility, but it's really limited until you get, you know, more than 500 feet away or so from camp, Magazine Street, approaching it. That's really it, just because of the oblique angle, the height.
Yeah, it's a very high angle. And it's a new construction, it's not rated, so it's a difference with the criteria resolution.
Well, I think to me, it's, you know, it's such a complex massing that it's what I was concerned about is, you know, how does the visibility of this work with the complexity of the massing? Because I wouldn't want one thing or the other to detract. Make sense? Because I'm having a hard time getting a sense of where on the building in all of this I would be seeing it, and at what part of it I would then be. You know, I think it's a really nice composition of the building.
Yeah.
And I don't want to see this canopy that kind of is screwed around with it.
I think that was my, to add to that, you were just trying to figure out if the canopies kind of contribute to the Art Deco expression or just kind of like takes away from it. And the slope would be the first thing we try to understand, the whether or not it, because I don't think it needs the slope. It's not like glazing, it's not like it's.
It does have a gutter system, though. That is how it gets rid of the
And water. That's the very minimum slope that it can have?
That's the minimum slope?
Yeah. The absolute minimum that they can do,
Because that other one we just looked at was no slope.
Right.
Yeah, that was that's an issue. That's enough.
So it depends on the construction, because some of the canopies can be, if the deck is going to hold it, but we don't have that type of system with a deck. We have a retractable.
They're also 25 feet wide.
Composite vinyl that has to slope off the vinyl.
Yeah. No,
Do you want to see more information?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Okay.
What? You okay with him?
I think I do want to see either a montage or a superimposition of it. Like, we just want to understand that we're not damaging such a nice building, right? So, I don't know if it is a superimposition. Or lay or something, or the three-dimensional or something that is embedded into the existing building so you can understand how it interacts. Because from the distance, you might see it. Like in this photo, you might see it. And so for instance, are your columns aligned to different stretches or something? Because if you ended up seeing it and it's not aligned, you can ruin a beautiful building. So because we're not seeing it in its entirety, it's hard to find.
Like, so we're not saying it has to be invisible. We're just saying it needs to relate to the existing fabric. And that's, I can't quite figure it out. And I don't think the other architects can figure that quite out either from the information given.
So it's going to be like that side you're looking at right there. That's like 12 feet back from the face of the wall.
Yeah. But if you ended up seeing it, for instance, and it happens that your column is off-center by 1 foot here, but then it's off-center by 3 feet here, and then you do see it, I'm sure it's going to drive all of you guys insane, right? And then you're going to say, but you guys approve it.
But at 12 feet back, I guess the relationship between the two.
So you just want to make sure, since you guys are thinking that it's not visible,
right?
And would that it were, that it turned out to be visible, with that kind of attitude, we would be concerned. So it'd be better just to be sure.
So you want a section with a sightline study?
Or even easier, get a 2x4 and put it there.
Do a what?
Get a 2x4
like a mock-up.
Take a photograph.
Just a line.
I would like to see just not one point. Yeah. I would like to see the whole massing in relationship to the massing. Well, it doesn't even have to be photographing. It's a line drawing or whatever, if that's easier. Just so we get a sense of relationship.
I mean, just a massing 3D would be helpful.
Yes.
Yeah, like just an aerial axon. Anything would be good to just read it.
With elevation for both sides, you could see the column rhythm versus like some window
drawings. Yeah, that would be helpful.
Do we want to see?
I really think that you need want to see the columns being somehow responding to the
building. Do we want to see it back, or do we want to let the staff handle it if it's acceptable?
What about the staff? And unless the staff feels uncomfortable.
Yeah, no, it seems fine to me. Yeah.
Will that work?
Because I mean, I think it likely will be totally just fine. Yeah, exactly.
So motion to. Present to the staff an overall building elevation showing the composition, both streets, and only the staff thinks that is not something that they can be comfortable with.
Yeah, he'll come back to us if they aren't comfortable with it.
Understood.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right, we have a motion by Miriam Salas and a second by Randy Hutchinson. All in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed? The motion carries unanimously.